Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alex and Bianca with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, MP Elizabeth Watson-Brown has held onto her seat of Ryan, Brisbane, and is now the only representative for the Greens Australia Party in the lower house. Watson-Brown won the marginal seat in 2022 as a part of the Green slide, which saw three Brisbane inner-city electorates swing towards the Greens party. The seat remained too contentious to call until the ABC analyst Anthony Green called the seat for Miss Watson-Brown yesterday evening, determining that Labour's Rebecca Hack would fail to catch up. Ryan had been a safe seat for the coalition prior to the 2022 election, and Watson-Brown now holds the seat with a 2.6% margin. Queensland MP Jimmy Sullivan has been ousted after a Labour caucus voted to remove him from Parliament. The MP for Stafford has been on leave since late last year due to legal and medical grounds. The meeting of Labour's MPs was held Monday afternoon, where a motion was unanimously passed to remove Mr. Sullivan after he failed to inform party leadership about his health status. Mr. Sullivan says the motion was completely untrue and a cheap political move. Mr. Sullivan will be moved to the crossbench, where he will remain as an independent MP. In national news, a new salmon farming trial has begun in northern Tasmania, being met with major pushback from environmental groups. Cooperative Research Centre Blue Economy began installing fish farming trial pens about 12 kilometres offshore from Burnie in Bass Strait yesterday. A meeting with representatives from Northwest Tas for Clean Oceans, as well as members of the public and political candidates, took place at the same time, highlighting their opposition to the new trial. The farm is set to introduce Atlantic salmon in July and kingfish in October. This follows controversies earlier this year in the Tasmanian salmon farming industry when Prime Minister Anthony Albanese rushed a contentious legislation to protect the salmon industry, despite the risk of sending the Morgan Skate, a ray-like species found only in Macquarie Harbour, into extinction.
A bill to expand abortion services in New South Wales will go to a vote in the lower house this week, with the bill aiming to expand women's access to abortion by allowing nurse practitioners to supply medication to terminate pregnancies up to 9 weeks gestation. The Coalition and Labour will let their MPs vote according to their own beliefs, and it is expected that the bill will pass. While the most controversial parts of the bill were removed in the upper house last week, the move to expand access to abortion drugs is in line with the recommendations of a review into abortion legislation published last year. With most of the wider bill stripped away, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns said he would support nurse practitioners and endorse midwives supplying abortion drugs. In international news, 59 white South Africans are set to be granted refugee status after landing in Washington a couple of hours ago. US President Donald Trump said that racial discrimination was the reason for the group's accelerated applications, saying there was a genocide taking place. Immigrant rights activists have asked why the group is being prioritized when the administration has suspended almost all refugee admissions, including refugees with years of vetting or those fleeing from war and persecution. The claims of white genocide in South Africa have been widely discredited, with the South African government saying that Trump has been fed false information. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light showers expected this afternoon. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.